ask a question, Hyrum.
Yep.
Why do you read?
What I read?
Why? Yeah.
Yeah, I like to read. I remember growing up when I was in my first family business, there was some guys with... well, I used to read biographies, actually, growing up. So I used to do a lot of sport, and I used to read biographies like Cathy Freeman, Lance Armstrong, Steve Monteghetti, and people like the sports people. Mm-hmm. I used to like to read their biographies. But then I started to see that one guy had a sticker on his bag, and I saw this one time, "Those that read succeed." And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't really start reading more then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, buying a biography, you just read one book every 6 months or one year.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much because, you know, busy doing sport and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, the last probably 10 years, I really started reading a lot more books because I'm doing English training now, having a lot of discussions and a lot of people, also a member of a Toastmaster group. So a lot of these groups, there's a lot of discussion about... different books. Somebody might give a speech on a book and then you read about it. You might tell me a book and I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I'll borrow the book from you. I give you a book. I give my other friend a book. So we're always talking about books and exchanging books, and it's a great way to get ideas and try new things.
Could you also say get inspired?
Yeah.
Be inspired by them.
So you can get inspired by them books. Mm. Should I talk about a book I'm just finished reading?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so one book I like to read, or one author I like to read about, is Yanis Varoufakis. So he's, you know about him? He's the former Greek finance minister, economist.
Yes. And he stepped down.
Yeah, I think now he stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he got reelected with a new party
mm-hmm.
called Democracy in Europe 2025.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what the Greek party is called. I think it's... something like this, but it's together with this party in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's called short Demi 25.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's short for Democracy in Europe by 2025. So they, so this book that I read was, I like reading all these books, but very easy to read. One of them is, the last one is Dispatches from an Alternative Present, Another Now. So that was a, great book. I just finished reading it. I read it a few months ago, and then I didn't finish the last few, the last 100 pages or something. So I just finished that the other day. So maybe I'll just tell you a little bit about this.
Yeah, what's about a book?
So it really gets me thinking about the economy, you know, basic income and the future and the alternative about capitalism, what the alternative could be, especially with digital currencies, central bank digital currencies, and, you know, the society. What's fair? What should an equal society look like? So maybe I'll just quickly give you a summary of the book, or not a summary, maybe just a bit of an introduction to spark your interest. What would a fair and equal society actually look like? The world-renowned economist and best-selling author Yanis Varoufakis presents his radical and subversive answer. So imagine it's 2025. Years earlier, in the wake of the financial crisis in 2018, a global high-tech uprising has birthed a post-capitalist world in which work, money, land, digital networks and politics have been truly democratized. In a thought experiment of startling originality, world-famous economist Yanis Varoufakis offers a glimpse of this alternative reality through the eyes of the three characters, a libertarian ex-banker, a Marxist feminist, and a maverick technologist. We see the genesis of a world without commercial banks or stock markets, where companies are owned equally by all staff, basic income is guaranteed, global imbalances and climate change cancel each other out, and housing is socialized. Is a liberal socialism feasible? Can prosperity grow without costing the earth? Are we able to build a good society despite our flaws? As radical in its form as in its vision, Another Now blends Platonic dialogue with speculative fiction to show that there is an alternative to capitalism, while also confronting us with the greatest question: how far are we willing to go to bring it about?
Oh, interesting topic.
Yeah, so that's a bit of an interesting book.
Utopian.
Yeah. Yanis' books are very easy to read.
Mm.
Made me look up, there's only master's courses in Greece.
I mean,
especially when I read these last other books.
I mean, he was the financial minister.
Finance minister of Greece, yes. I think it was 2015. 2016 or 2014, 2015. And Yeah, I was in Germany at that time. I was doing English training, and then I'm seeing in my kindergarten a lot of Greek people coming into Nuremberg. Mm. I'm sure in other parts of Germany as well. And I'm hearing firsthand also from some other countries that they just had so much debt and they had to come here and work to pay it off.
Yeah, yeah. Greek is still struggling. Greek is still not healed from the financial crisis 2008.
So in another book I was reading, I think it's called Adults in the Room. He was discussing a lot of information from these meetings and how the games were being played and how actually Merkel lied to the German people. It wasn't really a bailout for the people. It was a bailout for the banks, really. So the Greek government didn't even get the money. It just went straight to the banks. The banks got their money, and then now the Greek people have to pay it.
But it's a good way. It's a good way to get information in an easy way. So readers and listeners can easily understand, like really difficult and complex content like financial crisis, which is
This book got me thinking about the future, because when we look at coronavirus now, we're looking at a lot of people losing their jobs all around the world. A lot of people had to move back to their villages, especially in India. And there is an increase in deaths and stuff like this from not having enough food, not having enough jobs. And so it is these books are really great to get me thinking about the economy and have these discussions with other parents when the kids are playing or something like this. Just have a bit of chat about digital central bank currencies and an alternative now. Yeah, so I recommend this book. It's really good.
Okay.
So just a quick summary. The technologist, he invents a device where he can go into the alternative now.
Who?
So this is character, one of the characters, a technologist.
Mm-hmm.
So he invents like this kind of portal.
Okay.
So he can talk to his counterpart in the other now. Where the other now was in 2008, they got together and they challenged the capitalist structure of society, and they created this the alternative where so everyone is equally have shares in the company. There's no stock market stuff like this.
So basically, ask what if?
Yeah, like you see the dialogue between these two people. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's it like where you are? And oh, here it's like this. And then Kosti's friends also get involved. He tells them about it, and then they come from London to the US where he invented it. And then they also start exchanging with their counterpart in the other now. So it's kind of like this fictional kind of play where you get to see the... and then you discuss this. Okay, now you have this market-based economy. But in the other now, it's... how is it? How do you... If you have a business, how do you start and get capital? And then it breaks down into, okay, you have a... three type of accounts. It's kind of like a capital account, an individual account, and like an investment account or something like this. So it goes into more detail when you read the book, but it's good to...
A nice scenario.
Yeah. So, and then it talks about there's some scammers who try to scam people and to create like a... they try to get money from individual people with an option that they can withdraw the money anytime to create another.
I think in a small scale, there's some way of called a microcredit. Mm-hmm. So it's really small credit so that like a farmer or a villager can start doing or starting its own business.
Yeah.
And it's really helping. It's really helping business, and it's really helping families to slowly prosper. To that prosperous in emerging and other third world countries.
Yeah,
and I'm also seeing you have the Tools of the Titans by Tim Ferriss. I really remember you recommended me the book a couple of times, but I always rejected it. And then I had it on my favorite list somehow, but it was still there. And because it's like a big book, but
yeah, it's a big one here. It's like a brick.
In times like this, I said, okay, but it's also available as a Audible.
Yeah.
So I bought it, and I'm listening to it, and it's quite helpful, especially in my challenging times like now,
mm-hmm.
where I'm challenging myself to really learning things where I'm not good, which is coding and math.
Okay.
I'm doing data science study, and which is on the one hand quite interesting, but on the other hand, quite time demanding.
Intensive.
Yes, definitely. Because I mean, for a person who is good in coding math, it takes for example 1 hour. But the same task for me, it's taking, I would say, 5 hours.
Yeah.
But still doing, and it's still helping me. I'm also doing the, as you know, the Wim Hof breathing meditation. And
oh yeah.
And meditation is a way where you actively wanted to keep your focus where it's not that needed, because you're just lying down, you're taking your time,
mm-hmm.
and doing it. I didn't know it, but there was a subject in the book, and he was talking about meditation.
Okay.
How helpful, beneficial meditation is. We're just you're basically training yourself being focused.
Okay.
And
yeah, there's lots of different topics in there, which is good.
Exactly.
Wealth,
exactly.
Health, meditation.
Exactly.
Podcasting. So it's pretty much just like a notebook from discussions. Well, it's the tactics, routines, and the habits of billionaires, icons, and world-class performers.
One good example, it's Coach Summer's single decision.
Yeah.
And Coach Summer is a famous coach, and Tim Ferriss is doing some exercises, and but frustrated. So he writes him an email, and he gets an email back. And just to sum it up, he said, basically, you can't gain improvements within a 1 month or something like that, like consistent.
Yeah.
He told him that it takes 200 days to really train your body comfortable, and in that way to have really beneficial progress. I'm doing CrossFit, and my trainers give me like a 1 year before.
Okay.
And I wasn't aware that it was a little bit overweight 1 year before, but that was the reason why I didn't fit in my trousers.
Okay.
And seeing the picture now, where I'm a little bit defined, better.
Yeah.
And he told me that he was really like proud of me, and that's a really big, it's good motivation, good inspiration.
Yeah.
In that way. And I'm also reading books, for example, if you don't got time, about reading a book, also listening, it's also a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm listening to Tools of the Titan.
Yeah.
Where you can easily switch off, move on and back.
Yes.
Without any structure.
Yeah, I like to flip through the book. I'll just open it up and flick through it, and oh yeah, okay. Black roll, rumble roll, okay. And then I see that CrossFit, I'm like, oh okay, maybe test it out. And then buy it for myself.
Or also, social media is in that way quite good to get inspired.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like I'm following The Rock, like the Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
And
when's your energy drink coming out?
or tequila.
Tequila, yeah.
But beside that, he's legit. He's also like sweating. He's training, and mm-hmm. you can see it in that way. It's a good way. You know, I was watching Joe Rogan podcast where he invited Tyson Fury.
Oh yeah.
And I also didn't know about Tyson Fury besides being a big guy and just mm-hmm. being like a party. And then I listening to his story, to his really life story, and about his like big problems he was facing. And
mm-hmm.
I said, wow, cool dude. I want to know more about him.
Yeah.
And a good challenge, for example, to read or listen to is David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me.
Oh yeah,
which
okay.
Also, like now founded our own community of people, like there's like Can't Hurt Me community in that way, where he's legit. He's really going after it still now, still today. And he talks about his life story from being dumb, fat, to really changing himself to an elite athlete in that way, but he's also like with much sufferings on the road. And
he does ultra marathons and extreme kind of sports.
And yeah, he's sometimes in that way extreme, but
ultra sports. Yeah,
it's also like a challenge. So to come back from a challenge being a challenge in that way, it's very good. It's helpful to really have an understanding about who you are, and also to know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And like the challenge for me with the data science, you know, working and facing two weaknesses. Like on the one hand is coding, on the other hand is it's like math, higher math, and plus
advanced maths.
Yes, like you have to make argumentation with math,
mm-hmm.
and it cost me like last week cost me like stress, and I got sick a lot.
Okay.
That was like my first signal.
Yeah.
But you know, you get over it. You try to. And then I started like this pain on my ear. I had it like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And that started being more and more and more, like getting to a small like sound, like a hurting left side. And that was my shift. Okay. You need to change it. That's going to be a limit you're facing in that challenging and the suffering. Made a decision to don't progress this course, data science, but make it in another way, like called Ausbildung in Germany.
Okay.
Where you work and also you learn on the job,
yeah,
but not in this high pace.
Okay.
And that was like my challenge.
Okay.
I did in that way, and I was learning books or inspiring people who've been successful or are successful or had the way. It's a good way. It's a good way to get inspired by,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good way to have a little bit of inspirations. Yeah.
Well, actually, I like the tools that I like Tim Ferriss's podcast. So I used to listen to his podcast on the way to work. So if I didn't ride my bike two or three times, well, it's pretty much just the Tools of the Titan book, but in a 1 hour, 1.5 hour, just podcast discussion where they discuss a lot of these topics. So the book is just a summary of a lot of these podcast episodes.
Is he also inviting people?
Yeah. So he's inviting people and interviewing people.
Okay. Good to know.
So I think it's called The Tim Ferriss Show.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I used to listen to that as I was driving to work. Sometimes I used to ride my bike, but other times, at least twice a week, I'd listen to this, like a half an hour, 40-minute drive. So it was, good to listen to that. Then I followed a lot of other content that he had. And then when I saw this book, I was like, oh, yeah, let me support him by buying the book, because I listened to so much free content. Yeah, so I bought this book and... Yeah, it's really good. Like you said, you can flip through it, just grab it, open it up, and then have it a read, and then you get the Wim Hof method, like you said. Other thing is like the massage rolls, black roll. So it's like tips and tricks, stretching.
I mean, it's exactly like this. The single decision, Coach Sommer, which is only like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to it like daily.
Yeah. So it's it's very good. Good for challenging yourself and then trying. So I challenged myself with open it up and try.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to read the book, I just open it up, read one person or one guess what notes they had, and then try it. For example, podcasting equipment. Mm-hmm. So when we're doing a podcast or talking and we're like, oh, why don't we do a podcast? And it's like, I looked in the book because I remember reading something about podcasting equipment and stuff like this. I even used the basic Apple software. Haven't upgraded yet. Maybe in the future. But another thing from this that from Tim Ferriss is, we also discussed it in a previous podcast, is like stoicism.
Mm-hmm.
So one book I got was, I think I had a flip through your book that you had, Marcus Aurelius, the white book, Meditations.
Meditations, yes.
Yeah, so I had a look at that book. I didn't buy it, but I did buy the Daily Stoic Journal. So I thought, because I saw in Tim Ferriss's book, he's interviewing Ryan Holiday, and I thought, everyone's talking about journaling. I don't really do journaling. I do kind of like, at the beginning of the day, think a little bit about, maybe have some notes down.
It's work.
To done, yeah.
And especially if you do it, yeah.
So every day there's like a question. So I thought, oh, this will be a guide because I'm just to help me for 1 or 2 years. And then I can just grab my own notebook and do it yourself. But for example, one question to give you an example would be, if I open it up in the morning and then I'll have an evening reflection as well, is what am I studying, practicing, and training? So this is to get you thinking, like, maybe I should be doing more stoicism. Maybe I should be doing more of this. What am I studying? Oh, I'm interested in psychology. Let me push that a bit more.
Mm.
What am I practicing? Okay, every morning I got the Stoic book. So it's like, yeah, good, okay. Also, want to improve my video making. So maybe I need to study a little bit more how to make the videos better, use better microphones, lighting. So I've watched lots of, studied lots of content on this.
I mean, that's learning too. That's very much good.
Look, so learn learning. By doing.
Learning by doing. That's a bit. That's a good way to put it.
So this is what I really like about Tim Ferriss' Tools of the Titan, and I'm challenging myself every day with the journal. So
he
this is
gives, he gives you a big access to inspiring people. And he puts could I say it? And he puts the
structure
the content, saves you time, the content, and he gives that's and that's a good way. Like yesterday, on the way to uni, I was listening to it like here and this. I was like going up and down. Okay, that's could be interesting. Okay, let me say about him and
So I think that's very good to challenge yourself with.
I mean, challenge is a way. It's a good way to do something when you're a little bit like afraid of. Then that's a real challenge. So could say, okay, I'm a little uncomfortable, but let's go, let's do it. Yeah. That's a good way to do it. And like even like in sport, for example, put on an important challenge. So I see it in CrossFit. You know, they said, okay, I can do more. You know, I can do more, and they start, you know, going after it, more weights, getting you know, getting aggressive, getting pushed down, pushed up, and you know, maybe
no rep,
no rep there, and you know, more RX over RX.
What's that bike called? The air bike?
Oh, the Echo bike. I did it today.
Oh yeah,
it's nice. It's a nice. I did it yesterday. Nice challenge, like partner work, 15 minutes. And every half an hour, every half minute. After that, nice like 75 synchron wobbles.
Okay.
So that's a good way, you know, to put up a small challenges. And also David Goggins said that try to do 1 hour a day something uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And CrossFit is nice, beautiful, because it's a bit, you know, you push yourself and you're out of control.
Yeah.
Because there's a what you need to do and there's a trainer who's watching you and he's pushing you. So it's not like you're doing yourself on like fitness where you can say, okay, I'm done, okay,
I'll just do a little 20 minutes instead of 40 minutes today or something.
That's a good way. On a challenge is good on a way, and but on the other hand, trials to listen to your body and mind. Like my story where I got like this tinnitus, we call it, where when I get really high stress level.
Okay, so you get
continuous high stress level.
Yeah,
so balancing life. And a friend of mine wrote me something where I like to like share about like his idea of how a life would be balanced. Hey Elias, thanks for writing to me. Sure, well, by a balanced life, I mean that a person should have different things in his or her life checked. For him, for example, besides studies, you're doing like sport is another way to give priority, or other things are like learning things outside of just the poor work or study. Doing, for example, social activity, or doing like a voluntarily thing, working at a place that fills your why, and doing something that enriches you within a spirituality.
Okay.
I think in my case, I kind of neglected the last one, and I'm actively trying to include it in my life. Also, relationships, friends, family, or like a partner are important in that way. And I also, just being only pushed on one way, on one hand, good, but it didn't fill me. And like, for example, doing a podcast, being creative, it's also something very important to me. And I found out that continuing the study path, it would stress me out in that way.
Yeah.
And that caused stress, and stress called me like sick. So on the other hand, so I tried to do it in a different way, where I can also learn, but I can also on the same time do other things too, which make me happy. And that's about basically being a happy and balanced person.
Okay. So do what makes you happy, lower your stress, exercise is good, and a good diet, I think, will take you on a good way.
And, you know, connect with inspiring people there
in
your real life. Or
well, now you can do it social media. You can connect with a lot of people, have an online mentor.
Yes, yes. And also they're like... Perfect. There's this.
So we could say we could challenge our listeners to try and do something every day which challenges you.
Yes.
Try something new.
David Goggins community, where he puts some people who really like himself from being like overweight.
Yeah.
Going back for being in shape, and all that takes a mental toughness to mm-hmm. really to do. And yeah, like The Rock is also good. Obama.
I think, like so Tim Ferriss is also, you can get the mm-hmm. Tim Ferriss content.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Vee also has some good content.
Totally, yes.
Motivating.
Yes, yes.
And Yanis Varoufakis also got some good content.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a look online, get like a mini online mentor, and then, yeah, challenge yourself
and
every day.
You won't know it for sure, or you won't know it immediately, but I don't want to be trying new things that you own gonna be an own inspiration to people within your community. You even never don't even know it, but yeah,
already
can happen, will happen.
I think the message is try and build a community.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
and challenge yourself. Alrighty, guys, see you in the next episode.
Ciao, ciao.